The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. With the major provisions of health care reform about to kick in, hospitals are trying to deal with the big unresolved issue, rising costs. And one hospital discovered that it could save a lot of money just by providing a little help to confused patients.
Oh, God, it must be 9 or 10 medicines. It's hard to keep track.
More after this from Charlie. Sometimes dealing with a hospital is like trying to find your way around a strange city without a map, at night, while naked and in pain. Take the case of Marjorie Creer, age 66. She has back pain, diabetes, and hypertension, and last year went to the emergency room 8 times.
I went more than I wanted to go, but I had no choice.
But under health care reform, when a hospital discharges a Medicare patient and that patient comes back within 30 days, the hospital gets dinged for a penalty. So, UCLA Medical Center and other hospitals are trying something new. They're hiring what are called care coordinators to supervise patients after they leave the hospital.
Were you taking that every day?
Care coordinator Tiffany Fawn was assigned to Marjorie Creer, and her job was to check up on Marjorie to make sure she took the right medications at the right times.
As I was doing that over the weeks, her blood pressure decreased, her blood sugars came down, she remembered to take medications.
And just as important, Marjorie no longer had the feeling of being alone and ignored. Now she had a friend who understood what she was going through, who could help if she had a problem, and who cared.
I know eventually she's going to call, and I'm just not going to lay here and die.
As for the dollars and cents part of the story, in the 6 months since Marjorie's care coordinator has been on the job, her emergency room visits have totaled zero. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.